Since the Gay and Lesbian Services Organization, or GLSO, filed a discrimination complaint with the city's Human Rights Commission, Hands-On Originals has seen a backlash, including a boycott page on Facebook with more than 1,300 members and a protest set for Friday morning in Triangle Park.
This may well be a groundbreaking case under the Fairness Ordinance. Who knows?
Raymond Sexton is executive director of Lexington's Human Rights Commission. He says there's a lot of uncharted territory when it comes to enforcing the city's Fairness Ordinance, but it could come into play.
If it is revealed that Hands-On, the only basis for refusing services is based on a protected basis, in other words, under our Fairness Ordinance, it is against law to discriminate against somebody based on sexual orientation.
Sexton says he hopes to see his commission finish its investigation within 180 days. In the meantime, Lexington Mayor Jim Gray has expressed frustration with Hands-On Originals, saying he's, quote, against discrimination, period, end quote. The University of Kentucky's contract with the business expired last week, and officials say the complaint lodged against them will factor into further negotiations or contracts. A Fayette County Public Schools spokesperson says while the school system doesn't have any outstanding agreements with the company, it will hold off on any contracts until an opinion is rendered in the dispute, which Sexton says is far from decided.
There could be some interesting arguments that may end up transcending our office, I would say.
Hands-On Originals has defended its decision in a statement saying, Hands-On Originals both employs and conducts business with people of all genders, races, religions, sexual preferences, and national origins. Josh James, WUKY News.